Accessory After the Fact, by J. Jeff Toller for Shenandoah Christian Alliance. J.Toller@scofforchrist.org. Within the doctrines of the great religions of the world, rape is viewed in two very different ways. One way in the Christian religion and another way in the religion of Islam. Rape has surged commensurately with the massive Muslim migration to the West. It goes unreported because of intimidation and women's well-founded perception of the futility of reporting, especially the Pakistani rape gangsters in Rotherham, England, and so many other nations that have been subject to the Islamic invasion. The Bible is actually quite explicit about rape. Deuteronomy chapter 22, https://www.esv.org/verses/Deuteronomy%2022/closing-square-bracket provides for specific laws regarding sexual conduct, and rape is dealt with in specific ways. For the Jew, rape can be punishable by either whipping or stoning. In Genesis chapter 30 verse 34, https://www.biblegateway.com/passage/question-search=Genesis%2034 and version=KJV:? We read of the rape of Dinah, daughter of Jacob, by his first wife, Leah. The story begins when Jacob settled in Shechem after his 20-year indentured servitude to Laban. Dinah, who was unmarried, went to the city to visit some women friends of hers. While there, she was ravished by the king's son. Seeking revenge, Dinah's brothers manipulated the constraints of Mosaic law and then took matters, into their own hands. You can't say it wasn't rough justice. https://www.gotquestions.org/dinah-in-the-bible.html:? Rape has been a feature of conquest, militarily or any other form, for millennia. But one major religion considers rape appropriate in conquest, Islam. In the Quran, Surah 424, Quran, Sahih International, and, also prohibited to you are all, married women except those your right hands possess. This is, the decree of Allah upon you. Surah 33-50 extends to all Muslim men a license granted to jihad warriors, O Prophet. We have made lawful to thee thy wives to whom thou hast paid their dowers, and those whom thy right hand possesses out of the captives of war whom Allah has assigned to thee. Emphasis added, Andrew McCarthy, writing in National Review, January 11, 2025, https://www.nationalreview.com/2025/01/the-rape-jihad-is-unmentionable-because-its-doctrinal/closing-square-bracket masterfully explains how the Quran considers rape doctrinal. For many years, I have alluded in these pages, in the National Review, to Reliance of the Traveler. The classic Sharia manual endorsed by Al-Azhar University scholars and the Muslim Brotherhood's think tank, the International Institute of Islamic Thought. The manual combines the Quran with the Hadith, collections of the Prophet Muhammad's teachings and actions, and Sunnah, Islamic tradition, drawing on the model of the Prophet's life, to explicate Islamic law. According to Reliance, when a child or a woman is taken captive, they become slaves by the fact of capture, and the woman's marriage is immediately annulled. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Robert Spencer. Robert Spencer, the founder of Jihad Watch, points to this Quranic decree to prove that captive women are available for sex slavery. Moreover, writes McCarthy, the practice of forcing sex on captive women is implicitly permitted in the Hadith, for example, Book 8, number 3371 of the Sahih Muslim Collection, which deals with al-azl, or coitus interruptus. We went out with Allah's Messenger, may peace be upon him, on the expedition to the Bil Mustalik, and took captive some excellent Arab women, and we desired them, for we were suffering from the absence of our wives, but at the same time, we also desired ransom for them. So we decided to have sexual intercourse with them but by observing al-azl, technique for avoiding conception, but we said, we are doing an act whereas Allah's Messenger is amongst us, why not ask him? So we asked Allah's Messenger, may peace be upon him. And he said, it does not matter if you do not do it, for every soul that is to be born up to the day of resurrection will be born. The doctrine of rape is practiced in today's society. But wait, you say, what's this got to do with the grooming gangs in Rotherham? A reasonable question, after all, since the Pakistani rape gangsters in Rotherham, which is bounded by the M1 highway and located just north of Sheffield, nearly in the middle of the British Isles, have not declared or engaged in any war with the UK. That would, of course, depend on your definition of war, Islamic war, or one that comports with the Geneva Convention. The short answer is, it doesn't matter. Rape is much more than simply not assimilating with the host country. It's an ugly and cruel offense that falls under civil law, and always qualifies for serious penalty. except, by many accounts, in this instance, Islam doesn't respect the civil law of any land. They respect only the laws of the Prophet, including rape jihad, part of a cruel exercise in intimidation. For the helpless and hapless young girls of Rotherham, the progressive, Labour, government, McCarthy writes, does not care to acknowledge that rape has surged commensurately with the surge in Muslim migration to the West. It goes unreported because of intimidation and women's well-founded perception of the futility of reporting. Even when overcoming the fear of reprisal, and they reported it, nothing happened. Moreover, British officials knew what was happening on a rampant scale. It was impossible not to know, writes McCarthy. Tommy Robinson, who many call a far-right activist, loudly protested this outrage for years. Instead of listening, the court put him in prison for reportedly making false accusations against a Syrian refugee. Robinson has found an ally in none other than Elon Musk. https://x.com/elon-musk/status/1876243077565972695. In this case, however, this may be indicative of the limitations of Musk's political judgment and instinct, by warring with Nigel Farage, who wants to distance his Reform Party from Robinson. National Review, January 14, 2025. By many accounts, Robinson, his real name is Stefan Yaxley Lennon, has a sordid past, but what he is decrying is arguably, at least, the result of righteous indignation. No surprise when we pull the threads on the rape groomer gang story. Britain's Labour Party government is staunchly opposed to any serious investigation into the scandal, not the least of whom is Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Formerly the Director of Public Prosecutions with the Crown Prosecution Service between 2008 and 2013 during the height of the scandal. To borrow a phrase, what did he know, and when did he know it? This situation is expected to produce cataclysmic fallout. Today, progressive governments are aging poorly, with many already collapsing before our eyes. Like dominoes, European leaders especially are failing and falling because of gross financial mismanagement following years of unchecked migration. In turn, native populations in the West are suffering from the indignity of social stigmatization. Fully 20% of Muslims are now living somewhere in Europe, having migrated from the Middle East and Africa, Asia Pacific, and Sub-Saharan Africa. Syrians and Pakistanis rank in the top 5 people groups to migrate. https://www.pewresearch.org/religion/2024/08/19/muslim-migrants-around-the-world/closing-square-bracket. It should not be lost on any Christian that the issues facing us today are, and have always been, biblical. It's not a coincidence. Whether we like it or not, whether we are prepared for it or not, Islam's war on Western civilization, aided, unwittingly or not, by the progressives' Marxist ideology, is impacting the world on a biblical scale. https://www.nationalreview.com/2011/10/fears-and-smears-andrew-c-mccarthy/closing-square-bracket. Is the church in America prepared for the threat to our kafir wives and daughters? Read about kafir here. https://www.politicalislam.com/12111-2/closing-square-bracket. Even so, it's always possible, even with the Muslim community, to give a testimony for the hope that lies within us. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15. Be prepared and be praying as you do.